This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh boy, lock in, Tolos. This is going to be a busy, busy day. We got a Rangers ticket giveaway.
Yeah, we do.
In the 7 o'clock
yes,
hour.
Yes, sir.
We got
against the Astros.
Matt Pittman from Meat Church at 8:20. We got Brett Boone. It is the return of the bi-weekly Boone appearances.
Yes, sir.
Now the baseball season's here.
That means that
Clarence
baseball's
Hill,
back, baby.
Old Chill will join us at 8. And we're going to hear from you guys. We're going to do phone calls at 7:20. Yeah, it is the show of whales. And some of you may know why we're doing them. Others of you may be going like, what's the big need to take calls today? Well, we got some big news to talk about on this hump day.
Hump day.
RJ Choppy, as Sean Sharif is out all this week. Big report yesterday from Ian Rappaport hits in the middle of the afternoon, and you could tell Sean was really upset that he was going to be out today. I bet he considered, I'm going to come in for one day just to be able to talk about this. Here's the report from Ian Rappaport. This from NFL.com. The Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott are prepared to play out the final year of the quarterback's contract. The Cowboys and Prescott have a mutual understanding that there will be no adjustment to his contract entering the 2024 season. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported on Tuesday, per sources informed of the plan. It was assumed the Cowboys would need to extend Prescott's contract this offseason to lower the massive salary cap figure. Ultimately, the club and quarterback decided it was best to play out the deal and figure things out on the other side of the season. I think it's important to note. I think we're filling in gaps there a little bit by saying to play out the end of the season. Nick Harris from DallasCowboys.com said, well, I mean, no, I think this could be, it very well could be their approach, Chop, but mm-hmm. they could also look at doing this as, let's talk about the extension in September or October, or just do something once the season starts and once you're into things a little bit. But as Ian Rappaport said, the one that really kind of rattled things and shook the doors a little bit was his follow-up tweet where he says, this essentially appears to clear the way for Dak Prescott to test free agency in 2025. Your overall thoughts on this report, and would love to get the thoughts of our Tolos on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys Hotline, 877-881-1053. We're doing texts right now, but we'll do calls at 720. But let us know on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Your take, Chop.
Well, I mean, this is one way of calling it all in. This is one definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was, this is what you had been kind of hinting at.
Yeah.
That you had said maybe they're just using this as everyone's all in this year. This is a 1 year prove it for the entire organization. And if it doesn't work, we'll figure something out from then on air. Then going forward. That was my first thought. And then my second thought was, who the hell is running this thing? Because it ain't Jerry.
This is a much different approach
than
they've ever taken before. And look, some people take good news. I see the fan text is already lighting up this morning. They are thrilled. People are already thrilled with this.
It's happening. And LFG.
Look, we'll be talking about this a lot today because this is a significant move from the Cowboys. And here's what you may be thrilled with this idea. I'm just telling you this. if you expose Dak Prescott to the market in 2025, you are saying goodbye to Dak Prescott, in my opinion, and you're starting over at quarterback.
That may be true. And very well may be true.
Here's what I want to make sure. I just want to make sure that they're coming into this with eyes wide open.
What about arms wide open?
Sure, that too. Although that's more a reference we save for the champions,
right?
The Texas Rangers. But I just want to make sure that they are going into this decision. If this is what they've determined they want to do, fine. Have courage and conviction. Go forward with it. If you think you need a reset at quarterback, okay. All right, I understand it's 8 years. You feel like it's got to click at some point. And if it hasn't yet, when will it? Totally understand if that's your approach. I think it's wrong, but I understand. And I just want to make sure that they're not believing this to be the case of, well, we can just play this out and then determine exactly how much we want to pay him, and then he'll come back. Or, oh, we can match whatever we want to match. I don't think it's that easy. I think if you let him hit the open market, he will make the decision for you, and you won't get to. And that's a risk that I just hope they're actually considering and not relying on this comfort of we're going to be able to match it if we want, because I don't know that you're going to be able to.
Well, I mean, look, somebody out there there's going to be somebody out there with more money, more cap room, that they may be able to spend more. It's just as to how badly does he want to leave. I mean, yeah, this does put that into effect, and it does it is a real possibility, and they are going to run the risk that they do not have him to start the following season, and that it is a complete and total reset at the position.
But you don't think that's necessarily a bad thing?
Well, look, the fastest way to win a championship is to be bad. Not
in
be good.
In terms of to get yourself in that position to get the guy who can be against. Yes.
Right. Now, like, I think, I'm going to do a study on this because I've been talking with my handicapper.
Well,
Bo, about how bad offenses are now in the NFL and how the quarterback position has gotten so bad.
NFL had it's funny you mentioned that. Rich Gannon had a big rant last year about quarterback play is just not very good anymore.
It's not. The thought is, because these players are more trained than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has ever been more ready to step into the NFL than today's players. But the quarterback position, the play is really, really bad. So the average scoring is down over 20 points per team on average over the last 2 years.
Yeah, Rich McKay at the league had done a conference call ahead of the owners' meetings and said the NFL was concerned about scoring going down.
And I'm going to have to go do a deep dive on this and why. Because what happens is when the scoring goes down like this and the quarterback play goes down, it brings other guys into the fold that might be able to actually win a championship that you wouldn't think of before. So that would give you a reason to want to stay with what you have. But I think Dak can absolutely win a title. I think he can. It's about winning multiple, you know, or you want to put yourself in a position to get Mahomes or Allen, somebody you think can win on their own, even though Allen hasn't shown he can. I think part of that is because he runs into Patrick Mahomes a lot.
214, I love the decision, but I wish we could get assets for him now rather than let him walk free.
Go.
Be great. The problem is he has a no trade clause. If he doesn't want to play ball with you, he doesn't have to. And if he...
But what, you know, would he say no?
Yeah, I think so. I think right now he wants to make it work, and if you let him hit, he won't determine he wants out of here until he's ready to go.
So if they got a deal for the Saints, which is his home state team.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he grew up a big Cowboys fan. I'll tell you, if this happens a year earlier, let's say he hits free agency a year earlier, I think he 100% leaves Dallas for Washington.
Because of Quinn?
Because he's a big fan of Quinn. You've got teammates that have already gone over there, guys he's comfortable with. You've got Brian Johnson as the quarterback coach over there. That was his quarterback coach his senior year at Mississippi State and his junior year. That's a guy that he's a big fan of. Cliff is Cliff. And I think Quinn and that organization goes, all right, we already have to spend to the floor. We've got a bunch of cap space.
Yeah.
Let's lock in with Dak. And a guy who, you want to talk about, if there's anything we talk about Dak, it's culture guy, right? Like, it's leadership and intangibles. If there's any organization more in need of that shift, it would be Washington, right? Who needs somebody to come in and be that new standard bearer and change the culture. So then you get to use the number two pick on hold somebody hostage, get a king's ransom, use those draft picks, build around. I think that that would make a ton of sense if it was happening a year earlier.
Okay.
Timing just doesn't necessarily line up here. But some of the other texts we're getting here on the fan text is 808 says, hooray. 817, this will be a Jalen Brunson situation for the Cowboys with Dak. 972, rooting for Dak to get 25 interceptions and 3 wins. 903, Dak is the 21st century Danny White. Great play and stats, but can't get over the hump. Fitting, as it is hump day.
It is hump day.
Jory Epstein, who is one of the better reporters to listen to on anything relating to the Cowboys in general, but specifically Dak Prescott, because she's got a really good sense of how things operate. She had done an interview that really blew up yesterday in the wake of this report. She had done an interview with the Yahoo Fantasy Football Show with Matt Harmon, and this was last week, I think, and Jory had talked about why the Cowboys, she said this a week ago, why the Cowboys feel they can weather Dak's cap hit now in 2024.
Yeah, I think to me, you can't talk about what the Cowboys should do without Dak Prescott without considering a few factors. One, CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons contracts, and two, Mike McCarthy and the future of the head coach and sort of the structure that they're running. I think on the contract standpoint, $59 million as a cap hit seemed completely unrealistic, undoable until the salary cap came out. It was a $30 million bump from last year. And again, as one Cowboys person who I was talking to about this at the combine said to me, well, we thought it'd go up 15 or so. So it's really more of a $15 million bump than a $30 million bump relative to what I expected. But every exec across the league that I talked to projected a lower number for this cap than actually came in. And so if there is a year to take a $59 million cap hit and give yourself some flexibility, it's this year. I mean, think about it, because if not, okay, if it's 15 above what they want, that's what, 45, 44. I mean, it's not as crazy as it sounds, particularly when you still have some of your stars on rookie contracts.
So, I mean, look, when we talk about why aren't the Cowboys doing more in free agency, if they're saying, no, we're trying to keep space because we're going to eat this charge this year.
Yeah.
And we're going to figure out things from there. That makes sense as well why
they did what they did.
Yeah. And it's, well, that's it, all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in on figuring out what this decision is. I'm all in terms of making sure this is the year that we ride it all on the line and figure out what we're doing. And you could be saying, look, let's not replace. I want to see what you can do, Mike McCarthy. I want to see what you can do, Dak Prescott. I want to see how you guys operate and how much better you make us in a year where we don't give you everything.
Right.
We've given y'all stuff. I don't want to give you anything this year. Show us what you can do before we determine to pay you.
Well, again. I mean, look, I think what they're going to do is the same thing they always do. I think they're going to win, 11 or 12 games. Now, there is the notion that with everybody being a lame duck, that this thing goes sideways real quick and real easy. Like, you know, when everyone's a lame duck, I think you get a lot of people playing for themselves.
Last time this happened was 2019. There was a lot of, it was not a healthy locker room.
Yeah, and oddly enough, the over-under win total for this team is higher than it has been the last couple of years. It's 10.5. So knowing that and then seeing this and knowing the history of, I mean, look, it's the, you could play to, or you could step up when things go south, or you can go sideways. And history shows that when you get guys, look, if I'm CeeDee Lamb, I'm Micah Parsons, and I'm not rich yet. Dak's rich, right? Dak's already gotten paid. Those guys haven't gotten paid. I mean, they've gotten paid compared to us, but they haven't been NFL paid yet.
Right.
And they play positions where injury risk really hampers your future. Dak doesn't.
I mean,
unless you have an Alex Smith situation,
which
right?
Which he did at one
Well,
point.
He did.
Yeah.
He did, but he still got paid after that. Because you're going to pay a quarterback. He's already been paid.
Absolutely. One more clip here from Jory before we wrap up this segment. This is Jory. This is an important clip, I think. This is Jory talking about the front office having a split on Dak's future.
But all of this is to say, you kind of have like a split in the Cowboys front office. I definitely have people telling me in that front office, like, we believe in Dak. He's a great quarterback. He's the glue of this roster, the glue of the locker room. And no matter what coach we think we'll bring in, we believe they'll want to work with Dak. And you have other people who say, like, well, if we haven't gotten over the hump now, how are we ever going to get over it? And if we can't get over it with him, like, what do we do?
It's an interesting discussion point, and shows that the Cowboys clearly do. I'm like Tori says there, I know people in that building who believe, look, this guy can absolutely win it, and we need to stay the course with him. And I do know other people who go like, oh, I mean, it hasn't worked yet. How long are you supposed to give a guy before you go, okay, that's got to, as good as he is, got to change that part out. You got to change something. And I think that they're clearly at a point now where they want to take a step back, evaluate all of it, and determine if this is what they want to pay long term. I just hope they realize if they wait to free agency next year, I don't think they're going to get that chance.
I've got a theory we'll touch on a little bit later, that, you know, maybe Jerry isn't running the show. We got a new guy in there with also having the same initials.
Well,
hey, who knows? We'll see. We have a traitor amongst us. That is next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, DFW. It is the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ. Sean is out all week getting his house in order. Haven't seen a video. Didn't see a video yesterday, so I don't know what the updated.
It may have been an optical illusion. I did see a photo that he posted, the one where he was in socks.
Yeah, you know, Sarah says, why would Sean not put shoes on for this?
I brought that up to you. I was like, why?
Well, that was you.
I did, yeah.
Maybe it was Sarah too.
Sarah and I are very similar. Yeah. But I can't tell if it's just the illusion of his sock on the floor or whatever, but it looks like he's raising up the left heel a little bit to try and look a little bigger next to the guy he was taking a picture with. I think he was giving us a little tippy toe action.
Well, look, if you're barefoot, you're already at a disadvantage anyway, especially if somebody has work boots on. I mean, those things can add an inch.
Right. And the guy was already taller than him.
Right.
I mean, most of us are.
Yeah. So yeah, it's I haven't seen the video, but I am excited to see the new house. I am. Someday we'll get out there.
Right. Why are you even playing like you would actually make the trek from Roanoke to Sunnyvale?
Look, they have flights to Tyler. I can take a flight to Tyler and then drive over. It'd be real simple.
There is zero chance you are ever going over to this house. Not because you won't be invited. Sean will invite you, but
I don't think you will, because I've said no so many times that I think I'm just like, I don't even get the invite anymore.
Okay, just tell me real quick. There's the photo. Yeah. Look how fast Ryan is. Tell me, is that an optical illusion with the left heel? Or is he raising it up a little?
Good question.
I think he's cheating a little.
Even if he's raising it up, his right foot is flat, which means it's not going to give him any height.
Because, it's like almost like with the lean into, like, he's got to lean from the outside and raise up a little. But I think he is trying to cheat, like, an extra inch.
They both passed the green line test. That's good. that's very good. So
Justin Pate, Awesome Tolo, who went to dinner with us a couple weeks back.
Yes, sir.
Knife and Plano, he just messaged me, actually, on this. He said he's definitely raising that foot.
He's
up.
Raised that foot? Mm-hmm. Okay. There it is. I mean, he might be, but I don't think it's helping, because the other foot's still on the ground solidly. So you can't have one foot on the ground.
Because you don't want to be obvious. Like, you don't want to be up on your tippy toes.
Right, but it's not going to help you.
I think it gives you a little boost. Look at that. Yeah, see, that's a heel up, dude. I don't think that's an optical illusion.
Yeah, it could be a heel up. Yeah, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, though, and say it's not helping.
Okay.
It's not helping. Right. We have a traitor amongst us.
Who?
Jordan Montgomery.
Mm. Why? Because
one year.
I heard he signed. Was it the Red Sox?
The Diamondbacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you beat him, join him, I guess.
John Smoltz Diamondbacks.
If you beat John Smoltz, that's right. John Smoltz is Diamondbacks. So that's what happened. Arizona was trying to figure out how to get Jordan Montgomery. And Peyton, you said they called John Smoltz. They called John Smoltz, right? That's who you're going with?
Yeah, yeah. They called John Smoltz. I like He's it. A great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, great.
They got a chance to win game eight now with Jordan Montgomery.
I would think if they would have called John Smoltz, he would have retched at the idea of his Diamondbacks acquiring anybody from the Texas Raiders. Like, oh, you're so much better than them. Why would you want to add a Ranger?
Yeah, why would you want them?
Are you kidding me? Ugh, that's just gross. The Texas Rangers, yuck. But he does get 1 year, $25 million, vesting player option for the second season. What surprises you about this deal, Chop? That he just gets a year, the amount that he gets? Did he get more, ultimately, than you thought he would get?
My biggest surprise is that it was a one-year deal, and other teams that had needs at pitching didn't do this and match this. I don't think Jordan Montgomery wanted to go to Arizona. You mean to tell me? So this guy, he lives in Boston. His wife is in her doctoral residency in Boston. You mean the Red Sox wouldn't offer one for 25? The Yankees, the Rangers, Houston. There's a million teams out there. The Braves. There's a million teams out there that use Jordan Montgomery. Now, Arizona obviously needs him. They're trying to win a championship too. But they're not a team on the level of the other teams where it's like, okay, if this is like more of a destination type spot. And look, the Rangers aren't either, but he was just here. So that plays it. St. Louis, a place that he had played before. You mean to tell me none of those teams would have said yes to Jordan Montgomery for 1 year and $25 million? The biggest reason I think why he was unsigned for so long is he wanted 7 years at 31 years old.
Right.
Okay? You're not getting 7 years there unless you're like Jake DeGrom, Gerrit Cole, you know, like Clayton Kershaw at 31 years old in his prime would get 7 years, but not Jordan Montgomery. So he's going to get the $25 million, which is very affordable for a guy who could be maybe not a one, but a two. A three at worst, depending on how great your rotation is. And then he's got a vesting option, you know, for the second year. All he has to do is start 10 games. If he makes 10 starts, a second year option will be worth $20 million. If he makes 18, it's 22 and a half. 23, it's $25 million. The guy always starts 23 games.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe this is, he wants to get back out into the market again soon.
It's a player option, so he can decline it.
Maybe it's something where he wants to get back out to the market soon. And teams you mentioned, they're like Boston and the Cardinals. Obviously, you mentioned the Astros, but maybe the Astros just didn't want to go that direction. I mean, Montgomery is more of a contact pitcher.
Yeah.
And you're talking about in that short porch in left field there with Houston. Maybe they just didn't think he'd play well there. But
I know that in the I know the Yankees didn't think that he was gonna last as a pitcher. They couldn't figure out their analytics department said we can't figure out how this guy wins, so we're gonna stay.
Well, maybe
they're gonna trade him away. That's why they traded him away.
Maybe Boston and St. Louis were willing to do this specific deal, and he's like, I'm not locking in. Like I need the security. If you're not giving me the security, I'm not gonna play for team in Boston, who a lot of people are down on, St. Louis, who was 20 games under 500 last year, and he just came from. Maybe he's just like, hey, look, I'll take my bet on myself contract, and I'll do it somewhere where I feel like they can be competitive. Maybe this was just the only competitive team that offered him something.
Well, that means the Rangers didn't offer him something, and that's disappointing. Like you have, they're saying, I know they're talking about the Bally issue, the Diamond Sports money. It's a one-year deal, guys.
Yeah.
I get it with a seven-year deal. You don't want to lock yourself into 7 years and $160 million. I understand that. With the uncertainty with the TV contracts, you don't want to pony up $25 million to really give yourself a stability in your starting rotation. you wouldn't do that? They wouldn't match? I find it very hard to believe that a guy that, like Jordan Montgomery, who all reports said wanted to come back here, wouldn't give the Rangers an opportunity to match the 1 year, $25 million.
Well, what I'm hearing from you here, just based on what you said, is what I'm hearing is this is ultimately the fault of Bally. So if you are upset that Jordan Montgomery's gone, ultimately I think the only thing you can do is boycott Bally over this and just catch all the Rangers games on 105 through the Fan Shop. I think that's what you're going to have to do. Unless
I've been told about that.
Other than, of course, the Astros series coming up, which you can go to by listening during the Expressway and winning Rangers tickets that were given away. 100 level.
100
courtesy level. Of the Texas Lottery.
For the April 5th through the 8th four-game set, giving away those tickets coming up in the Expressway. That, though, surprised me. Okay, you got a player poll?
We do. They asked, and look, this was before a little bit of this poll was taken before some recent drama had occurred, but MLB.com had this story up of who is the best player in Major League Baseball. It says it takes a special talent to leave some of the best players in the world in awe. The superstars below certainly fill the bill, and they had gone around spring training. Over 100 players participated in this player poll of who is the best player in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And these are the five that came up the most often.
All right.
You ready for this, Chop?
Okay, so the five best players. All right, let me
guess. Let's see if you can guess them. Number right, one.
No order. Okay, order. So Shohei.
Shohei, yeah. Which, by the way, I don't know if you saw yesterday. Dave Roberts is saying, hey, this is a good thing. Maybe separate him from his interpreter. It causes Shohei additional growth, forces him to get out of his comfort zone a little bit. So they're spinning this as a good thing now over there in L.A. They're in shambles. Shohei is number one.
Okay, so this is a player poll.
Player poll.
The five best players. I find it hard to believe they're going to leave Trout off.
They did leave Trout off. Okay. He was in others receiving votes. In a cluster of like five or six guys in others receiving votes.
Okay, so the players love Mookie.
Mookie Betts was fifth.
Okay. Pitchers involved in this too?
They are available. They are eligible, but none of them are in the top five.
Okay. Acuna.
Ronald Acuna is second, the reigning National League MVP, a popular pick among players who didn't go with Otani, it says. So you got Otani one, Acuna two.
Judge.
Number five is Betts. You're correct. Number three is Judge, tied at third.
Tied at third.
He got there was one more player who got the same amount of votes as Aaron Judge and finished tied third among Major League Baseball players as the best player in baseball.
Seager.
Corey Effin Seager. Here's the write-up. It says, the fact that Seager has only played 119 games last season and still finished second behind Otani in the AL MVP award voting speaks to how great he was when healthy. Seager had one of the best offensive seasons by a shortstop in MLB history, slashing .327, .390, .623 with 33 homers, 42 doubles, and 96 RBIs over 536 plate appearances. The veteran then continued to burnish his postseason resume.
Burnish?
That's what it says. I don't know if they meant. I don't know what the word means, so I'm not even going to try and guess. Earning World Series MVP honors for the second time in his career while helping the Rangers win it all. Then in the honorable mention section, you already hit Mike Trout. There's also Corbin Carroll, Freddie Freeman, Jose Ramirez, Julio Rodriguez, your guy.
Yep.
You love seeing him appear on best player in the game list.
I like Julio, but I was like, come on, guys. Before last year, people put him in the top five or six or whatever on the MLB top 100. I'm like, guys, what are we doing here? He played half a season.
And then finally, Marcus Semien.
What number is he coming at?
He's in others receiving votes. Yeah. But it looks like it's just done alphabetically after that. But that means he's right around top 10, top 11 to MLB players. And I think this is a great testament to how often do we hear the horror stories about staying away from free agency in every, you know, sport. I mean, I guess NBA generally, yeah, you got to go out there and you got to find your LeBron if he's available or somebody like that. You got to go make that acquisition. But we hear there are always these horror stories about paying a lot of money in MLB free agency and NFL free agency and what that gets you in return. Rangers are incredibly fortunate that the two guys that they spent a ton of money on a couple of off-seasons ago have not only panned out, but like they've elevated the game. They're better than people thought they were when they were signed a couple of years ago. And so essentially you're looking at Marcus Semien and Corey Seager, according to MLB players, as two of the top 10 players in baseball.
Yeah, and look, we'll see the great unknown with any free agent signing, and this is going to happen with everyone from Mike Trout to Juan Soto.
Burnish means polish. Thank you, Franklin injury polish. Attorney's text line.
To Ronald Acuna, to Julio Rodriguez. You have no idea how players are going to age.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You don't know. Mike Trout is not aging the way I think the Angels planned him to age.
And every now and then you get Adrian Beltre.
And then you get Adrian Beltre who ages. I mean, some guys age like an avocado. Others age like wine. And I have no idea how Marcus Semien is going to be in 2 years.
Right now, though.
But right now, it looks like he is as good as it gets. All right, there's a little bit of diamond cabs, if you will,
Ooh.
Here on Sean and RJ. On 105 Through the Fan, no Sean today on this hump day.
Hump day.
Bobby is here, of course, riding shotgun. Did Caleb Williams just make himself undraftable? And we have another epic, much asked for, Sean Sharif blog post reading. That's all coming up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. That's all waking up this morning with us here on 105 Through the Fan. Excited for the 7 o'clock hour. We've got a Rangers ticket giveaway brought to you by the Texas Lottery.
Thank you, Texas Lottery.
Giving those tickets away to the Astros series in the in April 5th weekend.
These are badass seats, right, Peyton?
Yes, sir, they are.
100 level.
Woo!
And these are for the April 5th game, by the way, too.
So they are for the April 5th game.
April 5th game, so that Thursday.
That's good. All right, so that's good to know. They are for the April 5th game.
That's a Friday.
It's a very odd Friday-Monday series.
But you can cut loose, that means. It's a Friday night. Yeah. No work the next day.
Yep.
100-level seats.
Is that Easter weekend? Or is this Easter weekend?
This is Easter weekend.
Yeah, this is Easter weekend.
Go out.
Boy,
go.
Some Catholic I am. Good God. When's Easter? Wait, that means today is...
Good Friday is Friday.
And Holy Thursday. When am I getting my feet washed? When do the old feet washing thing? Boy, I'm a terrible Catholic.
I don't know. You're asking somebody.
I ought to ask my son.
I grew up
although
Baptist.
he has thrown the Catholic Church to the side. He's like, we're done.
No,
we're
I
done.
Know. He went full Martin Luther. He's all about the Protestants now.
Yeah, he is. He's protesting. I guess this is what you get for never really talking about it with him, but be that as it may. All right, we need to break this thing down, this Caleb Williams photo. You sent this to us. I saw this as well.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at your email yet. You had it in your prep. I saw it on Twitter just because Twitter was freaking out about it. I heard G-Bag talking about it. And it was we've got it. Ryan is so quick on the fan cam.
The photo on the fan cam. Now, in this is a still shot.
Yes, it is. He's watching the USC women's basketball team.
Yep.
During the tournament.
Women's tournament. The top, four seeds or three seeds in each region get home games for the first two rounds. And he's sitting there and he's dancing. He's in his seat dancing, mm-hmm. waving his hands. He's having a good time. All right. He looks like he's having fun. I like seeing that. I like seeing him have fun.
I enjoy, whenever anybody's having a good time, I enjoy
I want to be a part of that good time.
Yeah, and even if it's not, it's like, well, good for you. Yeah. I'm happy that you're having a good time.
Happy that you're happy, man.
Yeah.
Life's too short.
Except some people. Like, there's. Right. I wouldn't want Marcus Mosier to have a good time, for instance. But
you're going to go back to that one.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm trying to pull out a name of somebody who I just would love to not see ever be happy. Yeah. But
so he's dancing. He's in his seat. He's having fun. I like to see quarterbacks have personalities. I think a quarterback with a personality is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shows his phone in his hand and with two other items, and all hell breaks loose on social media.
Yep.
So there's a couple things that everyone's talking about. In his hand is a cell phone, keys that are hanging off his middle finger, and there's some kind of pouch.
Yeah, it's like a coin purse, right?
I don't know that we would call it a coin purse. I'm sure it has a technical name to it. Maybe coin purse is the technical
name. Just a wallet. Just call it a wallet.
Some kind of a wallet. It doesn't look like it's got the normal hard exterior that a lot of wallets would have.
Yeah, this looks like it's a zipper top, at the top of it.
Could be one of those wallet keychain things.
Yeah, I mean,
where you hang it around your wrist.
Sure.
It's got the loop that's mm-hmm. around his middle finger, which looks like it go around the wrist. So let's break this down.
I mean, I think it feels like we're going out of our way not to just assume it is what it looks like, which is a clutch.
You think he's carrying around a clutch?
I mean, it kind of looks like one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's break this down. There's a couple of things here. First of all, people are free. Oh, you got a pink phone case. Oh, yeah, you got a pink phone case. You know that? Pink. He's a man. He's not an alpha. The phone case doesn't bother me.
I have a buddy who has a pink phone case, and his whole excuse for it is,
I know it's mine.
And he's like, I lose stuff, and so he's like, it's much easier to go. Yeah, mine was the pink phone case you found. It's easier to identify that than looking like being able to spot. Oh, I left my black phone case behind.
Also,
that's his excuse.
Pink is a very hot color right now. My son's favorite color is pink.
It's like Hansel. It's so hot right
they
now.
They all his entire basketball team all wears the pink shoes. They all wanted pink shoes, pink basketball shoes. Pink's a hot color right now. All right? That's number one. Number two is, did anybody ever think maybe this isn't his? Keys and phone case and phone? Could be his girls that he's hanging out with.
His mom's?
Could be his mom's. Next.
Can't be his mom's.
So the wallet and the keys. Look, to me, being honest, I'm not walking around with a wallet keychain combination or with keys that have something on it that I can hang off my wrist. That to me, that's a violation. That's a violation. Those things go in your pocket, man. All right. They go in your keys. Got to be small. Now I do have to say this. I do have a loop thing on my keychain where I could sit there and hold it and twirl it around like this.
Yeah, I got
I can twist her out. I can PD Pablo this thing, okay?
I got the, which I only discovered from you and Kristen.
Oh, you got a carabiner.
It's called a carabiner. I had no idea it was called that. But yeah, I've been known to do that too with this thing
but
here.
But you cannot, as a guy, rock the wallet key combination.
Here's my thought.
Zipper top wallet key combination. You can't do that.
Here's my thought. Everything we know about Caleb Williams at this point, I don't think this is just like, hey, look, this is just my personal style. Like maybe part of it is, but I think he's so counterculture, and people would think like, you're QB1 and you're walking around with the pink phone and the pink clutch or whatever else. That's not what QB1 does. And so I think he's like, well, then that's why I do it. Like he strikes me as almost defiant to.
It's a style. It's a style, man. Like there's nothing wrong with having a different style. There's people that have, you know, different styles. Like, remember when the NBA draft would happen, we would first see guys that would come out in, like, capri pants suits, right?
Yeah.
And people were like, what is he wearing? It's his style. Like, the people were getting all up in arms about this. It's just like, you don't need to. There's nothing wrong. It could be his girl stuff. B, who cares if he has a pink phone? Pink phone case. I think the wallet keychain thing is a little bit odd. I wouldn't rock that, but it's what young people do.
I have a big issue with the dance moves.
No, the dance moves are great.
No, like this.
Big fan of the dance moves.
I'm going to show y'all on the fan cam for those of y'all looking. It's like one of these. It's just like a a wipe like this, and then it's a lower one. It just, I don't know. It's like I think it's, I would expect him to be a little more, you know, I would expect him to be a little bit more fluid of a dancer and not so muted.
I thought it was great. Boy, it's odd that we were talking about religion. Daystar just called me.
Oh.
I don't know what they want.
Look at you.
It's, I think people are just losing their minds over this for nothing. Like, there's nothing that this would remotely scare teams away from. Like, the fact that that was on social media.
Teams got enough to be concerned.
Disappointed me.
Teams have enough to be concerned about with Caleb.
Yeah, they do.
I was talking to somebody in the league recently about Caleb, and they were like, yeah, look, there's questions there about, like, his personality, the way that he leads. Like, people are going to have questions about, like, is he too Hollywood? Is he too, me-focused? But the fact of the matter is, like, this is a new age of the NFL in terms of who you, like, what kind of personality you have to lead a team. And the traits are just so rare. You have to gamble on it.
All right, another epic Sean Shreve blog post.
Yes, this is from May 1st, 2007. And this is
Russell Street Report.
Sellouts and surprise of the NFL draft. We've been reading Sean's 20-year-old blog posts all week so that you guys could hear from him still. And this is the column he wrote after the NFL draft. We know he previewed it. We did that on Monday. Mm-hmm. This is his recap of the NFL draft. If you don't remember, this is Jamarcus Russell, Brady Quinn. The Cowboys in that draft, they took two guys in the first round. Felix Jones, running back, Arkansas.
Great pick.
Mike Jenkins, corner.
That
South
was
Florida.
An underrated pick.
He was good until he decided he was just going to give up on plays. He quit at some point. But you've got this is Sean Shreve's post-draft analysis, and we've been just clipping excerpts from this, so this isn't the full post. He's quite long-winded in his blog posts, Choppy. So This is the sellouts and surprises of the NFL draft excerpt that Peyton Russell will read for us today.
Good morning, Metroplex. No matter how old or deranged I get, you will never hear me utter the following statements. One, Paris Hilton is the ideal daughter. And two, the NFL draft has lost its luster.
Boom. Right out of the gate. Again, he's Mr. Pop Culture. Why don't we see this person every day?
Hmm.
What changed?
I honestly don't know, but he is somebody very pop culture.
Somebody got in his ear at the Russell Street Report. Paris Hilton references right out of the gate. Go continue, Peyton.
However, the record-setting events of Saturday in New York City forced me to reconsider the latter. The first round of the 2007 NFL draft lasted 6 hours and 8 minutes. Are you freaking kidding me? Mm. That represents the longest round in the history of the college selection process. Memo to Roger Goodell. Hey, Kamish, could you take a timeout from dropping the judicial hammer on the league and reduce the 15-minute clock? You can't convince me that shaving 3 to 5 minutes from the allotted pick time would significantly affect the wheeling and dealing that would take place during the extra time.
He nailed that. That was some foresight from Sean.
That's true.
You would think the league was testing the long-lasting effects of Mel Kiper's hair gel.
Sean with the hair gel reference to Mel Kiper.
With all this time to kill between picks, I jotted down some hard-hitting draft notes that had to be pointed out. Joe Thomas sold out.
Hmm.
Hear me out before you send your hate email to me. Everyone was praising Thomas for being the good old boy. He declined an invitation to the draft festivities to go fishing with his pops. He didn't care about the fame or the notoriety. He instantly became the all-American kid who didn't want to be interviewed or praised.
Hmm.
Now that's an offensive lineman. That's the kind of kid you want on your football team. I was sipping the Thomas Kool-Aid just like you until Cleveland took him with the third pick.
Oh, no.
And we somehow gained an all-access insight to the Thomas family fishing trip because there was a cameraman on the damn boat. How did this happen? What happened to zero publicity, laying low and not wanting the spotlight? Needless to say, the conspiracy theorist in me concluded that this fishing excuse was a stage act intended to sucker the football world into believing that this was a different cat, a rare breed. I have to give props to his agent for the brilliant strategy, but come on, Joe. You were off to such a great start.
So Sean down on the Hall of Fame offensive
down
lineman
on
for a camera on the boat.
Brady Quinn is now single.
Really?
Think about this. At the beginning of the draft, the ESPN cameras gave us a nice shot of Brady and his girlfriend. The cute little couple was all smiles as they were anticipating that magic moment when he would be announced as a top 10 pick. But as soon as the Vikings and Dolphins took turns kicking Quinn to the groin, bam, no girlfriend in sight.
Mm.
Why did she all of a sudden disappear? I was praying ESPN would start blasting Kanye West's Gold Digger and pan the cameras over to the camps of Calvin Johnson Gaines, Adams, or all the other 20 drafted players camps just to see the addition of a new blonde companion. But alas, she reappeared when the Browns traded up to take the hometown boy. Just to think, Mr. Notre Dame could have lost millions of dollars and his draft date. The latest rumor had her searching for a brown bag in the back so she could dress up like a normal Browns fan.
I'm going to start, and that is Sean Sharif's post-draft thoughts there. I am going to start taking all these references like Kanye West, Gold Digger, Paris Hilton's The Perfect Daughter. We need to start dropping them in when he comes back and see if he picks up that they were once his reference, or if he even laughs at them. Like, what if he's like, that's stupid? If he's like, that's a dumb reference.
If you were to ask him now who sang Gold Digger, I don't know that he'd be able to tell you. Maybe he would.
18 years.
Some teams, 18 years.
He wrote that blog post 18 years ago.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay, good stuff. Good stuff, Peyton. I love hearing Peyton reading.
Me too.
Commercial-free expressway is coming up at 7:20. We're going to have the 7 o'clock hour coming up next with you. We're going to take your phone calls at 7:20, by the way.
Yeah.
We haven't taken phone calls in a while. You're into your calls at 7:20 on the Dak Prescott situation, which we will set you up for. What's the Mav Stars, how they did last night. It's all coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.